Hello, Marco Werman here with another GeoQuiz from PRI's The World. Today, I have a quiz within a quiz for you. So, you ready? Where do the best cigars in the world come from? Most say Cuba, of course. That one's easy. What about whiskey? Scotland is where the drink was born, so it churns out the best stuff, right? Well, as of last year, that might not be the case. The Whiskey Bible, one of the world's biggest sources on the drink, didn't have one Scottish pick in the top five of its latest World's Best list. Instead, a single malt from the country we want you to name topped the list. Here are a couple of hints. While this country is getting more and more attention for producing top-quality non-Scotch whiskey, it's traditionally known for exports of a different kind. Fish and cars, mainly. And you might not have had whiskey from this country, but you might have tried its wine. Wine that isn't made from grapes. Any guesses yet? You've got 15 seconds to figure it out, starting now. Time is up, and we were looking for Japan. I recently spoke with Jim Murray, the man behind the Whiskey Bible. Jim, where are the top five from?
Well, sadly, Scotland, as you say, the whole whiskey world has changed, and there's so much choice out there. America does extremely well. Three of the top five were in the United States, and the winner was actually from Japan.
Wow!
And they've actually out Scotland. They matured some very, very fine distillate in old sherry casks.
That's the name of this winner, the Yamazaki...
The Yamazaki Single Malt Sherry Cask 2013.
So it's your top pick, this Yamazaki Single Malt Sherry Cask. Mm. It's not a Scotch, though, because it's not made in Scotland, but it's not a sherry.
It's Japanese whiskey. It's Japanese.
And it's not sherry either. That's a misnomer, correct?
It's not sherry either. It's whiskey made out of malt. It is, as, oddly enough, how Scotch whiskey was 30, 40 years ago.
Wow.
This is like strapping yourself into a time machine and going back and tasting how whiskey was 30 years ago, 40 years ago. It is astonishing. And when I taste it, I kind of slump back. I mean, for this year's Whiskey Bible, I tasted 1,145 new whiskies. Some of them are okay, some are, above okay. Some are, the reason why we were given taste buds. This one, I just thought, wow, you are joking. So I then put it to one side, and I thought, right, I'm going to taste that again tomorrow. I better just check that my taste buds are, So I tasted it a completely different time of day, and it had exactly the same impact. And I thought, oh, my word, we have a very serious contender for World Whiskey of the Year here.
So is this a wake-up call for Scottish distilleries? I mean, are they willing to kind of like spin back the hands of time and do it the old way now?
Some of them are, but I wouldn't say all of them are. Well, I first went to a distillery in 1975, the Talisker Distillery. And when I went there, the place was full of people working in the distillery. There was just people walking around in blue overalls wherever you looked. I could take you to any distillery now in Scotland. You go in and there's one operative who does the lot. And so, the smells, the sounds, so much has changed. But, you go to Japan and they tend to employ a few more people than that. It's probably the most expensive whiskey produced in the world.
Well, I was going to say, for whiskey drinkers who are listening to this interview, they're going to be tempted, I know, by your praise for Yamazaki Single Malt Sherry Cask 2013. What's the bad news here for those people? How much does it cost?
Do you know something? Honestly, I don't know, because I don't judge that. In different countries, it costs different amounts of money. What I judge is the quality of the whiskey. I hope you can track down a bottle somewhere, by the way.
I do too. Maybe you can send me a shot in the mail.
So. Well, now it's got World Whiskey of the Year. It's not going to get any cheaper. That's the downside.
I suspect you would say, Jim, it's still worth it.
If you can afford it, it's worth it. If you can't afford it, it's worth it. because this is an exceptional whiskey. If you do buy a bottle of this or any great whiskey or any whiskey, do not add ice. Just, for heaven's sake, just spend a good half an hour, get it warmed up in the glass with your hand, and you will taste something which will make you purr from your toes to the very, very, top hair on your head. You will just go, wow.
Note taken. Jim Murray, the man behind Jim Murray's Whiskey Bible, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
And thank you for listening to the GeoQuiz podcast from PRI's The World. Be sure to keep up with us on Twitter. You can find us at GeoQuiz. And if you're loving the weekly GeoQuiz podcast, tell us. You can give us a review on iTunes. I'm Marco Werman. Until next time.